Where would you keep her?
Well, we mostly would let them run out in the fields.
Okay.
In the woods close to the house. They soon get accustomed to come to the house when feeding time came, and we call them, and they come to the house. And live on.
Where do people keep them today? Can't let them run anymore, can they?
No, they have to have enclosures to keep them in now.
Okay, what do they call that?
All black.
Okay. Where did you keep your milk and butter to keep it cool?
In the well.
You wouldn't have had any special word for that. Do you know people that had any special word for a place to keep their milk and butter?
Well, some of them had springs close to the house, and they'd keep them in there. That's a lot handier than in the well.
Mm-hmm.
We never did have that. We always kept ours in the well.
Yeah.
Just to tie the bucket on the rope. Lay it down in the well. Let it near the sink down there.
Yeah.
Never let a plate of sink and run in the well.
Yeah, running well in the milk too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was running. But I think.
Yeah.
I always had something. Yeah, I watched. Pretty excited about that. Well, what would you. Nowadays, people get their milk and butter from a what?
Dairy.
Okay. Did you ever use that word back then?
No. I didn't know there was such a word.
Okay. When'd you come across it?
Well, that's about the time I moved from the river up close to town.
Did they have a commercial dairy near them?
No.
What did they use the word for?
Why that?
What? How did they use the word if they didn't have a commercial dairy? Would that be what it was used for back then?
There wasn't any dairy at all.
Well, I was thinking, you know, back when you got this word, you know, what it would have been for, would it have been the same thing as it means today?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. I have heard people use it for where they get things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what about where the stock would be kept and fed and so forth?
That's in stalls.
Okay.
In the lot too.
Okay.
So if they got bad weather, they could go in the under the shelter.
Yeah.
Stalls.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the? And then the place where they'd be turned out to graze.
Pasture.
Okay. Would it be fenced? Would it be enclosed?
Well, they do nowadays. But when I was young, they just turn them out and let them go.
Okay. Well, what do you call when you are, do you ever grow any cotton?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, after you got it started, you might have to weed it with a hoe. What would you say you were doing?
Well, you have to chop it first.
Okay.
And hoe it. That's when you got the weeds and grass out of it.
Okay. What's the difference in chopping it? What are you doing when you're chopping it?
Chopped cotton is to cut out a lot of it. It has to be too much when it was planted.
Mm-hmm.
Have to thin it out.
So first you just thin out the cotton.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Of course, then at the same time you'd be getting out the grass.
Yeah, What would you call that undesirable grass in the cotton field?
Weeds and grass.
What?
Weeds and grass.
Okay.